From Washington, this is VOA News. Ebola protections are increased in the West Africa nations. Reports from Ukraine indicate a possible ceasefire discussion. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. Guinea has announced it is closing its borders with Liberia and Sierra Leone to stop the Ebola virus from spreading. Together, the three West African countries have lost nearly 1,000 lives to the disease. One of the most recent fatalities was a Congolese nun who contracted Ebola while working with Spanish Catholic missionaries in Liberia. There have also been at least two Ebola deaths in Nigeria, which, along with the other three countries, has declared a state of emergency to authorize additional funds to address the crisis. The current Ebola outbreak in West Africa is on pace to infect more people than all previous outbreaks of the virus combined. The disease has no known cure or vaccine. Pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine say they are ready for a ceasefire with the government amid gains by Ukrainian forces against the rebels. Kiev has not yet responded to the rebel offer, but the government has said it could agree to a ceasefire if the separatists give up their weapons. The Ukrainian military is continuing to squeeze separatist forces in their remaining strongholds of Donetsk and Luhansk. Conditions in Donetsk have been deteriorating, raising concerns over a humanitarian crisis in the city. A senior Ukrainian government official says Russian forces had wanted to enter Ukraine under the guise of a humanitarian mission, but Ukraine blocked that move. Russian officials deny that story. President Barack Obama says U.S. airstrikes have destroyed weapons used by the Islamic State militants in Iraq, and international help is on the way in providing aid to the refugees. The president said the airstrikes have successfully destroyed arms and equipment that could have been used against the Kurdish capital of Erbil. In his weekly address Saturday, the president said U.S. forces are continuing to deliver humanitarian assistance to persecuted religious minorities stranded on Mount Sinjar, and he said planning is underway to create a safe corridor for them to be relocated.
The thousands, perhaps tens of thousands, of Iraqi men, women, and children who fled to that mountain were starving and dying of thirst. The food and water we airdropped will help them survive. I've also approved targeted American airstrikes to help Iraqi forces break the siege and rescue these families. Earlier this week, one anguished Iraqi in this area cried to the world, "There is no one coming to help." Today, America is helping.
Mr. Obama said Saturday the leaders of both Britain and France have agreed to join the United States in providing help to the refugees. Iraqi leaders have expressed thanks to the United States for airstrikes and relief to the stranded Yazidi refugees amid an unprecedented refugee crisis in the country. The advance of the Islamic State militants towards the Kurdish capital appear to have halted for the time being, but more refugees continue to pour in. Edward Uranian has more for VOA.
Iraqi President Fuad Masum and outgoing Foreign Minister Hushyar Zoberi thanked the U.S. for providing air support in the battle against the militants.
We are most grateful.
Zoberi insisted that help against the militants was crucial.
For President Obama and the U.S. administration, and for the courageous U.S. Army and airmen who are now patrolling the skies of Iraq and Iraqi Kurdistan.
The promise of further help by U.S. President Barack Obama left some Iraqi leaders optimistic. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Burma, also known as Myanmar, for talks with Southeast Asia foreign ministers about tensions in the South China Sea and other multilateral issues. Kerry began the day Saturday by meeting with the senior diplomats from members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Kerry told a news conference it was important to seek a peaceful way to manage maritime disputes.
The United States and ASEAN have a common responsibility to ensure the maritime security of critical global sea lanes and ports. We need to work together to manage tensions in the South China Sea and to manage them peacefully, and also to manage them on a basis of international law.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi accused the U.S. of exaggerating the dispute and repeated that China has a right to safeguard its own sovereignty. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.